This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. So we've still got a caravan of invaders headed towards our border, and now we find out they're getting help from Mexico. They're getting charter buses. Man. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to get in on the madness of the left and explain yourself. Give us your position about what you think about some of the things that are happening in this country. The stock market is rebounding. It took a hit. You can bet that the stock market going down at the time of the election cycle is a ploy by the left. I know. Sounds like a conspiracy theory. Yeah, sort of like a caravan that's careening towards America in time for our midterm elections, right? Like, the Kavanaugh hearings and accusing all men of intersectionalities, which is what they call this idea that there's a group of people who are aggrieved and whoever is above them has to recognize that grievance or else be labeled something. And who sits atop that pyramid of aggrievement to whatever you want to call it? White men. White men have to keep their mouths shut because everybody else is below them. They have been the cause of all these problems. That's why you white folks listening out there, you men in particular, you can't complain about this caravan. You can't complain about the LGBT movement, any part of it. The L, the G, the B, or the T, or the Q. You can't complain about any of that. You got to grin and bear it. So we'll be talking about that a little bit today. Feminist movement, I'm still on them. I will not let up. They will not defeat me. So we'll talk about that a bit as well. And it'll be a truncated show because I'm traveling. And I got lots of issues right now because we're trying to put together a new deal for TV. We're trying to do some things with radio. There's just a ton going on. And I'm remote, so it's been very difficult to get things done. Traveling is just a tough thing to do. We got to get some folks that want to be guest hosts on the show and things like that. But anyway, we got a ton to talk about. And I mean, I'm excited about a lot of things that are going on. But one of the things that came up was this thing with Kanye West, who's quitting politics. Kanye West is going to quit politics. I didn't know he was in it. I mean, I'm going around doing this thing called the Kanye effect. But I'm not considering Kanye a political figure. I'm considering him an entertainer who made a political statement, which, by the way, is very typical for entertainment. The only thing about Kanye's was he actually sided with sanity. And as you guys know, he helped to launch a young lady by the name of Candace Owens. I happened to be with Charlie Kirk the few days when the story broke about Candace and Kanye and this whole thing. And Charlie had been teasing this idea, this thing, Candace is going to have this new thing, it's coming up, and I'm excited to announce it. And they announced it, and it's called Blexit. The Blexit movement. Like the Brexit movement of England, where the Brits are exiting this craziness of the liberalism that has hit their shores, they were saying, we're going to call it the Blexit movement. And they came out and they merchandised it. They T-shirts and the whole deal. And it was going to be the launch for Candace, who, by the way, had already launched. And it was going to be the launch of her bringing all these black people over. Now, here's the deal. If Candace, being a young, cute, millennial black girl, a woman, can bring people over, I say more power to her. My issue with people that want to believe in themselves to be, they want to be put into the front of something, is I always question that. Always do. And here's the reason. It's because I've lived long enough to know that there are few people who want leadership. You know, in other words, they're happy to, there's something to be said about the collective. If you're all good warriors, let's all go out and fight. But if somebody distinguishes themselves as a leader and has the pedigree and has been through the battles, then you jump on. You go, I'm game. Let's do this, right? But the problem is, Candace hasn't done that. 2 years ago, she was talking smack about us, and I believe she's made her conversion. I do believe that. But you can't lead me when 2 years ago you were talking smack about me, and the information that you have about our cause, you can't fill a thimble with. You can't lead me. Maybe she can lead you. I've got lots of friends that love her work, but you can't lead me. I'll watch you fight, but I'm not part of your battle. So I think of myself as Achilles fighting with Agamemnon's army, but I've got my own people I'm leading, and we're the elite fighters. And if you know anything about the history of the Battle of Troy, Agamemnon couldn't fight unless he had Achilles' army. So I'm Achilles. I'm an elite fighter. I fight at a level that, no offense to Candace, she doesn't understand. She doesn't know. So anyway, Kanye comes out, and he says, they're using me. And he called out Candace specifically. And I can only imagine how that makes her feel. That, what just happened here? I'm ruined. I was the belle of the ball, and what's going to happen? Now, she can overcome it. But see, these are the things that happen when you're an adult and you've gone through many, many of these types of things. Like when I got fired from Fox, people are like, oh, Kev, you okay? Man, they're trying to talk me off the ledge. I'm going, guys, you don't have to talk me off the ledge. It's okay. It's no problem. Fox lost, not me. Fox isn't getting good commentary. I see other black people on Fox, and I listen to them, and I go, I wouldn't have said that. Now, are they adequate? Absolutely. These are, qualified people. They're good at what they do. But I don't feel a loss. I don't look at TV and go, I long for the time when I was on Fox. I don't give a crap about them. And in full disclosure, I rarely watch Fox anyway, unless I was a segment that I was on. And to be honest with you, I never like watching my segments except to critique them. That's really it. Anyway, we're going to talk about this, the political brouhaha, if you will, that's come from Kanye, because nothing's changed with Kanye. The only thing that's changed is Candace is going to have to rethink things again.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Politics is a blood sport. And I don't care whether you are a pundit or you're you're running for an office or whatever. It doesn't matter. It is a blood sport. One of my friends, Foster Freeze, ran for governor of Wyoming. And he got very close. They ended up, the other Republicans ended up sort of cannibalizing themselves, and they let a sort of a weaker Republican candidate win. But he ran on kindness. That was one of the things he says. Look, I'm donating my salary. We've got, these are the problems I'm going to fix. I'm term limiting. I'm only going to be one term. And he ran on kindness, and he would have won had they not cannibalized themselves. But even with that, people still talked about him. It was crazy. I was talking about Kanye and the amount of Kanye West who said he's been used and he's quitting politics. Kanye still has a lot to learn. When he made his comment, it was major news because the left, I mean, they want to make sure that we understand that they straighten him out. Kanye is no longer going to be part of our discussion. That's a lie. Kanye's already made his, he's making a bigger point in his new announcement than he did in the other one, which is, if I've learned my lesson that if you come out like this, then the, you know, our side is going to beat you down. In other words, the Democrats are going to beat you down. So I'm just going to focus on my art. As I would have said to Kanye when he did make his announcement and say that, you know, he supported Candace Owens or whatever, I would have said, Kanye, keep doing that, but that's exactly what you should do. Focus on your art. You're not a political guy. Tell them, yeah, I was talking with Donald Trump because I'm going to be putting him in some rhymes. Or, you know, who else could have access to the president? I can write some really interesting things. I can give black people insight into the political stream, you know, mainstream that you can't get. Here's what I'll tell you. As a young black man, relatively young black man, who gets to travel around and meet some of the most interesting people in the world. So I'll give you an example. I met Ross Perot Jr., and he chronicled taking a trip, the first around-the-world helicopter trip. He chronicled this at the age of 23 years old. And he told this story at a meeting, at an event that I was at. And he says his dad, Ross Perot Sr., billionaire, you got to hear the story. He talked about they were a group in another country, I think it was Canada, was going to be the first people to fly a helicopter around the world because there was a new helicopter platform. And he got with his dad, and Ross Perot Jr. is a helicopter pilot, military. And he says, Dad, we can't let this happen. We can't let another country be the first ones to fly a helicopter around the world. And he says, I want to do it. And so they retrofit this new technology helicopter with longer range fueling so it could go from 350 miles or so of ability to travel in one single tank, you know, load of fuel to 800. That was the start. They had to be able to do that because they had to be able to jump across different things. And to hear him tell this story, I swear, he's talking about, well, we took off and so-and-so. And he's giving you a geographical trip around the world that had me just, I had to pull out my map on my phone to follow him. And this guy knew exactly where he was going to land and why he was landing there and how far they could get. And he needed all kinds of things to go right because you needed the wind to go with you. You needed good weather and so you could land. And he was talking about flying visually versus instrumentally. And, you know, they weren't instrumentally certified, so they were doing everything visually and how that impacted the trip. And landing in practical war zones, he says, you know, Burma was dangerous. I mean, he's just going through these dangers. And when they flew over Iran, they had to fly below the radar. This is in the 80s. They had to fly below the radar because the pilot who was with him was one of the ones who had rescued a bunch of people during a raid. And he wanted to land on the beach and give him the old FU with the finger. And Ross Jr. said, no, man, we're going to skip that and just go ahead and fly right into Pakistan or something like this. And it was a harrowing adventure. He says they got detained in you know, various countries in China, couldn't land in Russia, were forbidden, and on. I mean, it was an amazing story. And the whole time I'm listening, and he's going, we're lucky that, you know, I got through this one. They took me to a location that could question me, and I was going to do a currency exchange because they wouldn't accept American money. And he's talking about how he wanted to spend all of his money, Pakistani money, but they didn't want to accept it. And I'm trying to figure out how to logistically do this stuff. He also said, get this. He said, we're going to run out of fuel in the middle of some ocean, so we had to build a helicopter deck, you know, a thing where they could land on a U.S. Navy carrier, and they had to get permission from the military, they had to get permission from the State Department to do so-and-so, they had to get the clearances and all this, and I'm sitting there going, wow, what I don't know. I couldn't feel a thimble of the knowledge that it took for him to make that trip. And I'm sitting there just floored going, wow. And so going back to the Kanye and the Blexit and all that. Kanye doesn't have enough of an idea of what it takes to be in politics. He has enough of an idea of what it takes to be a hip-hop artist who has his own opinion. Candace Owen is not prepared. She can make videos and red pill and all that, but she's not prepared for the onslaught that you're going to face, where one comment can upend your life, as my comment about the lying skanks of the Kavanaugh thing, and we'll get more into that because a lot is breaking on that as well. But they have not a clue. And here's the net of it, is that if you can't speak truthfully about what it is that you feel and be prepared to back it up, don't get in this fight. Don't get in this fight. And the other thing I would tell you, and this is advice I would give to all of my sons, is you better have friends in high places, people that know what they're doing, and there better be people of character. People that aren't going to use you. People that just see you for the humanity of you. Because this is a tough business. And with everything that I've seen, what it says to me is I want to be able to maintain my character, but at the same time be one of those people that can make things happen. Having been around these people that are of good heart, that are willing to make things happen, I see that as what I want to do. Kanye can be one of those people. And I hope that he pulls it together. I really do. People are mad at him. Oh, he's leaving on. No, he's not. Don't be mad at him. He voiced his opinion. He did what he needed to do. And it's going to impact the midterm elections. I don't know if you guys are seeing the polls, but it's amazing polling for him right now, for President Trump and the Republicans. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A federal judge on Friday ordered the White House to immediately reinstate CNN correspondent Jim Acosta's security pass, siding with the network and other news organizations. In a written response, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said there would be more decorum at the White House and some rules and regulations would be put into place. President Trump explains what she meant by decorum.
You can't take three questions and four questions and just stand up and not sit down. Decorum. You have to practice decorum.
And if not followed, what can we expect?
I've instructed my people, when they're not treated properly, You have the right to just leave.
The Democrats are still trying to figure out who the next Speaker of the House will be. I had a chance to chat with Congressman Steve Scalise, Republican of Louisiana, and he believes Nancy Pelosi is the front runner.
There's a real internal power struggle going on the Democrat side. You know, Nancy Pelosi is still the front runner. She's the face of their party.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, so people are writing in going, Kevin, you talked about Ross Perot's helicopter trip. So the idea was the French or somebody, not the French, I think the Canadians were going to do this helicopter trip around the world in 90 days, and they got this hotshot pilot. And Ross Perot Jr. said he wanted to do it with a pilot who had helped rescue some people from Iran in a raid. And I think who was the, it was, oh, you know what it was, the raid? It was Ross Perot Sr. had some oil executives that were trapped in Iran during the time of the Shah. And Ross Perot Sr., the father, sent some guys over to get his people out. And he did. Wow. I'm sorry I didn't mention that in the previous segment, but that's what started the conversation. So anyway, his son, Ross Jr., was a pilot in the military, and he said, hey, I want to fly around the world to beat these other guys. America should not cede exceptionalism. And he goes, I can do it in 30 days. And so he set off to do it. And I swear to you, I could tell this story to you 1,000 times, and I could not tell it to you the way Ross Perot Jr. told this story, having to fly over different zones and how they tried to fool the people at the different radar, you know, the stations and say, yeah, we're going to go ahead and take that route. But they couldn't because they didn't have enough fuel. So they had to, you know, go off route in order to do it. And the minute he landed in a new place, he got arrested and on, but he did it in 30 days. And when he finished the story, my first thought was, man, now that is the definition of white privilege right there. Because he got arrested in 3 or 4 places. He was warned, you can't come back to the country, and on and on and on. And not only was it humorous and funny, it was informative in ways that I can't even tell you, because it made me understand how little I know. And I think that's an important thing for us. By the way, you're listening to Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Why do I say it's important that we learn how little we know? So that you understand your place in the world. So that you understand that God has given you a touch of genius and you need to find it. But in many other areas, you are as dumb as the dumbest person. You are Jethro Bodine, okay? You're ciphering. We have to understand that about ourselves. And the quicker that we do, I think the closer we become to being humane, to understanding that, you know, where I may be successful here, I'm not here, and it makes you inquisitive and curious, and you want to know about people, and you want to understand them, and sometimes you can even help them develop that genius. Anyway, it was amazing to hear the story. He did make it around the world in his helicopter with his flying partner, both seasoned pilots, and they did it in 29 days. And were the first people to do that. So just wanted to finish that story for you. Let's move on. Lots to talk about. The caravan, as I said, the invaders are coming towards America still. And Donald Trump says, I'm going to send X thousands of troops, and if I need to send more, I'll send more. They crashed the Mexican border, but they're not going to crash our border. And I think that Americans are going to stand up for the president when that happens. Now, the media is already ready, and I told you guys before, they want to see death and destruction and mayhem. So we'll see how it goes. But Donald Trump is saying, you know what? We're going to protect American borders, and I think we will support him fully. But here's what I want to talk about. You know what? Before I talk about what I was going to talk about, let me tell you what I was at this event I was at. It was an invitation event from a very good friend of mine, and I'm glad I went. And I'm talking to these bunch of very established white men, and the subject came up. Because everybody's got their own deal they're working on. They're working on charitable stuff. And I'll give you an example of what these guys are working on. One guy, his name is Mark. He is freed and helped develop Uganda. And they have, and it's not an exaggeration, they have made 1 million women, mostly widows. They have empowered them by getting them grain and cattle, and they're building a class of people. In fact, they're the largest voting bloc now in Uganda. These single women, the average woman in Uganda has 7.1 kids, or 7 children. Husbands have generally been killed brutally. The women raped and tortured, and they're freeing these women and then giving them power. And the power in Uganda is through what you can grow as a crop and what you can farm with animals. And what they've done over there is amazing. One of the guys that I met, he works with the North Korean dissident who, I forget his name, but he was at President Trump's inauguration. He lost his arm and a leg when he got run over by a train. Now, that's the beginning of the story. The second part of the story is, after losing his arm and his leg and getting run over by a train, he walked 6,000 miles, not 6,000 miles, but whatever, it was thousands of miles, into China in order to get freedom and then expatriate through South Korea. That the story is so amazing that, I'll put it to you this way. We have dealt with some really bad situations here in America through my team. Kids that have harrowing stories. Multiple of my employees have come up in hard ways, ways that I can't even imagine. And keep in mind, this is a kid, you're talking to somebody, you're listening to somebody who's lost his mom and, you know, his father was in prison and on and on. And I hear these stories and I go, man, I'm too embarrassed to even tell my story. These others are so bad. People that are dealing with international human rights. Thor Halvorsen, if you don't know that name, look it up. Thor, mother and father brutally gunned down, well, father killed in a hit and run, and his mother recently killed in the same manner, and they know it was done by the Venezuelan dictator. I mean, just stories that you wouldn't believe. So anyway, we're sitting around and we're talking about these things, but we get into the subject that I know a lot about, and I'm talking to people about diversity and white privilege and all these different things, and these are staunchly conservative white men, very religious, and Charlie spoke about it, and another guy named Charlie. It was ironic, two Charlies speaking of the same thing and what was going on in academia. And it just got to me where I said, guys, look, I'm so sick of guys like you being put off by this issue of race. You've got to stop. You positively must stop. And by that I mean, you cannot let people guilt you into these things. I'm listening to stories, and I mentioned earlier, my buddy Mark, who I met a year ago, did a fishing trip. He's freeing 50,000 Ugandan women a year and their 7 children. Now you do the math. He's been doing this for 8 years and empowering them to the degree that they are now the, quote, middle class of Uganda and the biggest voting bloc in that African country. His son-in-law and his daughter run the charity that does it. They ship in cattle, goats, chicken, cows, etc. And these women are becoming empowered. And how dare they feel any guilt at all? The collective of all of the black folks in America have not done more than this one white guy in Africa, in the country of Uganda. The collective of blacks. So, you know, I'm saying to these guys, stop this nonsense. You know, stop this idea that you're, and here's what's interesting, and I'm going to get a little biblical with you. We're all sitting there and everybody's telling these stories and, you know, about what their charities are doing and different things like this. And my comment is, and I know this is a fact, is no matter how much we do, we can never do enough. In the eyes of God, you can't do enough. And you can't be like, well, if I get 100 kids adopted, maybe God will look favorably on me and I'll go to heaven. If that's your attitude about what you do to help people, forget about it, man. You should want to help because you want to help. The reason why I get up and do this radio show, the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, is because I want to help. It isn't because I want to win, I want to get into the Radio Hall of Fame, or I want somebody to recognize me here or there. If I get recognized, great, but I don't care. I got a story I'll tell you about a guy. Because we were talking about academia, and you guys know how much I hate academia. And I want to tell you a story when we come back. I don't have time right now. But I want to talk about more of these things, why you included, not just these men I was hanging out with, but you included need to stop apologizing. And you need to recognize what you mean.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pin.
Come
here
on, and... lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
So much to talk about, and I got a little bit off track just because of some, you know, being at the event where I was and talking to so many different people about what they're involved in, and just, I mean, being floored by what everybody's doing, you know, just the things that people are doing in the world and making a difference. We got tons to talk about today, but it got me off track just because I want to explain to you how people are working behind the scenes in the conservative movement. We don't have a Soros, but we have people who are doing amazing things and exposing, you know, people ask me, like, Kevin, what do we need to do to, you know, help blacks in the sense, not in the way liberals do. These are men who really want to help. And I say, expose them to this. This is what you want to expose them to. Anyway, lots to talk about. You know, it's funny how things sort of disappear in the news cycle. Sayoc, you remember Caesar Sayoc? We were just talking about him not too long ago. the fake bomb guy? What's going on with that? We were talking about the caravan. In fact, Bill Maher said something about the caravan, and here's a quote from him, or, you know, I think we got a clip, right?
Last thing, we're talking about the media. You know, if the media is liberal, I got to say, they're doing Donald Trump's bidding, especially with this stupid f***ing caravan. You know, it's a lie that this caravan is a problem of that magnitude. Right. Then why cover it so much on all your networks? You are doing Donald Trump's dirty work.
Doing Donald Trump's dirty work. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you are listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So I want to play a couple of other things. We'll get. I want to tell one other story about this event where I was at. And Charlie Kirk made this comment. So let's just go ahead and cover that now because I want to get to this other stuff. So we were talking about education, and I said, I was explaining to everybody, education is the biggest ruse on the planet. And I'm sick of watching black people be used in it. Because it, in order to feed education, they use us. And here's what I'm talking about. So black kid gets into college because he's got a 1,000 score. He should have had a 1350 or something like that to get into that school. But he scores a 1,000. And he gets in under affirmative action. But he washes out. He either washes out or they just walk him through the same way they do with high school. They go, look, it's Harvard. Just let him go. We need to get a graduation rate. So he gets out. But he's walked through. He's not forced to study, you know, what he needs to study. He takes crappy courses. The professors just go, okay, I'm going to grade him on a black curve. They let him through. And he goes out and does his job, but he's not good at it. It's like, you know, there are people who graduate from Harvard, and they're great thinkers. In fact, they didn't even need Harvard. And then there are people who graduate from Harvard who are just, and mostly these are minority people, and some women, that just they just go, we need a number. So they graduate them. And Harvard still lives on its reputation because the best and the brightest who graduate from Harvard are amazing. And so they live on the reputation of them. They become the Supreme Court justices and the trailblazers in industry and so on and so forth. And as I contend, they would have been that without Harvard. They only went to Harvard to get the paperwork because we feed into it. So we were talking about all the social justice nonsense that's going on, and Harvard is a good example. And Charlie Kirk says Harvard's endowment is $60 billion, you know, something like that. They don't have to care. But they don't care if you love them, hate them, whatever. They got enough money to survive and do whatever they choose. And for the record, how do you get to have an endowment of $60 billion? I mean, shouldn't that money go back to work? And think about it this way. The only place, so there are a few places where the government doesn't care if the money goes back to work, recirculated. And academia is one. Harvard could have a $1 trillion endowment and sit on that money, and the federal government wouldn't care. You try to sit on $1 trillion in your business or in your personal wealth, and watch what they do. I'll put it to you this way. When you die, your family isn't going to get the majority of it. The government is. If it's a business, they're going to tax it. They're going to figure out a way to make you keep that money in circulation, but they don't with these endowments. So that's the one part of it. So long story short, we're talking about, Charlie said it, I've said it 1,000 times. Don't donate money to your alma mater. You are just perpetuating the nonsense of these leftists, and you need to stop. And so we were talking about this, and he says he's got a donor that he had this conversation with, and he says to the guy, you know, you're financing the downfall of conservatism. And the guy made a $300 million donation to Yale. He was going up to get an award from him because it was the largest donation. And I'm sitting there and I'm listening with these very, you know, prominent group of men. And I say, okay, great. So he's flying up to go get, in his private jet, to go get an award from Yale because he made the largest donation to them for their endowment fund in the history of the school, and probably one of the largest in any school. And, you know, couldn't he have just bought himself a trophy? And everybody started laughing. I go, This guy has single-handedly financed the demise of Yale and black kids, et cetera, and they're using us to do it because we're not the ones that are become. I'll put it this way: when blacks represent 13% of the Fortune 500 or even or the Fortune 100 in terms of CEOs or management team, I'll tell you you're winning. They're not. It's just a ruse to make people believe that these folks care. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you. And we had many, many brisk conversations about, I mean, honestly, about religion, about the LGBT movement, about tax policy, etc. These types of enclaves where you get together and you fellowship with guys that all come from these different backgrounds. Dr. Zudi Zasser was one of the people that was there, and just an amazing story of his, you know, of what he's been involved in with his group. So I just honestly was one of these eye-opening things I wish everybody could experience, but unfortunately can't. So I want to move on. What were we talking about? The caravan. And here's what I will tell you. I was listening to McCaskill, because Project Veritas has a lot of these senators under fire. And I want you to understand this. As the senators are under fire, this is Sinema in Arizona, McCaskill in Missouri, the guy in Tennessee, and others, where Project Veritas has infiltrated their campaigns to some degree. When you look at these Senate races and what they're going through, these are impacting the House races as well. And my contention has been Democrats don't want you to know who they are. They're pretending to be independents. They're scared to death for a lot of reasons, and they need to be scared to death. And now they're starting to admit, oh, look at my record of supporting the president. Look at my record of supporting Donald Trump. If you just look, and Claire McCaskill did exactly that. She sided with Trump. So we were talking about the caravan. Here's what she had to say about the caravan.
This caravan is getting a lot of attention.
Stop them at the border.
And what do you do? When they get to the border, what do you do?
I think the president has to use every tool he has at his disposal, and I'm 100% back him up on that. Whether it is turning them back, because we are not equipped to handle that many asylum claims into our system. And by the way, that's one of the issues here. We've got to surge and use technology to address when somebody comes across the border and they ask us for asylum. The law says we need to hear them, but we're waiting way too long to hear it. We need to hear them right away. So I do not want our borders overrun, and I support the president's efforts to make sure they're not.
Do you regret supporting Hillary Clinton in 2016?
That's a hard question. Obviously my state disagreed with me on that. I thought she was certainly had the breadth and depth of experience that qualified her. But I'd rather look forward and not backward. And my only request to the president is that I think we should not make the press the enemy, and I think the truth matters.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. That was Claire McCaskill. She didn't even answer the question. What do you think about Hillary Clinton? I prefer not to look back. Let's look forward. Well, let's look forward. What do you like what the president has done? Bret Baier could have asked her 50 questions that would have led that. It was a good interview. I'm not saying it wasn't, but he could have asked her a lot of questions as follow-up to that. That's a sign, folks. These people are now backing the president. I disagreed, but I don't disagree, whatever. That's what you're seeing, and to me, that's what we got to be looking forward to going into the midterms.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.